So I'll tell you, Maisa, you know, the minig in many places in Poland was that when a tzaddik would come visit the town, it was considered like a holiday, like a yontif, and they wouldn't say tachna that day. So the story goes that Reb Cheskel Shinever, one of the great chassidish rebbes, a great tzaddik, a great pesach also. So Reb Cheskel Shinever once came visiting a particular town, and it was time for davening. He goes to daven, and it's the point where they should be saying tachnun. There's no tachnun. Everyone skips tachnun. So the Rebbe turns around. Why is there no tachnun? So they said that the minig is that when a tzaddik comes, we don't say tachnun. It's like a holiday. So Reb Cheskel Shinever said, fine. So he also skipped tachnun. So after davening was over, so Reb Cheskel Shinever turned to the chassidim, and he said like this. He said, listen, I have to explain what just happened. The fact that you guys didn't say tachnun because I'm here, we understand, you think I'm a tzaddik. But the question is, I know that I'm not a tzaddik. So why didn't I say tachnun? So Reb Cheskel Shinever said like this. He said that the Gemara says the halacha is that the Jewish people have the responsibility and the power of sanctifying the new moon, right? Every Rosh Chodesh, we sanctify the new moon. The Bezdin looks at the new moon and they say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, it should be sanctified. And that establishes Rosh Chodesh and all the holidays follow from that and so on. So the Gemara says, based on Psukim, that if Bezdin, if let's say the court, the Jewish people, through the court, sanctify the new moon, but they were wrong. They made a certain calculation that today should be Rosh Chodesh, but they were off. It really is not Rosh Chodesh. It's the last of the previous month, whatever it is. They were off. So what's the halacha then? So the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara learns, Atem afilu matoyim, that if the Jewish people sanctify the new moon, even if they did it mistakenly, it's still sanctified. So said Reb Cheskel Shinever, a tzaddik, when the Jewish people look at a person and say, that's a tzaddik. So even if it's mutoin, even if it's a mistake, it's still sanctified. So not only did you not say tachron, I didn't say tachron either. Because you believe I'm a tzaddik, so I didn't say tachron either. Even if you made a mistake, it's still true. There's a big lesson in that. When we look at another Jew, and we decide to say that that Jew is a good person, that Jew is a good Jew, that Jew is a tzaddik, that Jew is a tzaddikus, then that's how it is in heaven as well. We define such a thing. It doesn't mean, therefore, that we have to listen to everything the person says. But in terms of how our outlook should be, and to an average Jew that we don't know anything about, and, you know, the assumption is that the person's a holy Jew. And that assumption not only is on us, that actually becomes the reality for that person as well. And as Rav Nachman said, when you judge another person favorably, you could actually help him become the person that you're judging him to be. So we should be zochah to be judged in such a way, to judge others in such a way, and be uplifted to the side of zchus, and the side of merit, and the side of being tzaddikim and tzidkanias. V'yizkol tzaddik b'rachamim, v'herev yimeinu amen.